Youth Series in Proverbs, number 3. And the reason that I entitled it that is because young people today are assaulted with things from the world, entertainment, music, almost from birth. And by time they get through school, they know nothing about God, they know nothing about life, and they are, how should we say, in many cases, driven for entertainment, driven for sports, driven for music, and driven to get even into the occult. And so this is why we have our youth series in the booklet in Proverbs, and the next one we're going to publish will be number 6, Good and Evil. And you see, the book of Proverbs, so what we need to do with all the young people is this. We need to help them understand, number one, God created them. Number two, God loves you. Number three, God has given you instructions so that you can have a successful life and so that you can come to know God. And of course, coming to know God, as all of us really understand, is a lifelong process. So all the young people, look around and you see all of those attending services with you, and we're all older than you. And so why don't you ask the question, why did all of us old people end up here? Or end up serving God one way or the other? And the reason is because our lives, at whatever age you are, was void of God. And we had difficulties and problems in our lives, and God was merciful to reach down and help us and call us and bring us out of the world. So the whole purpose of the book of Proverbs is to give young people the knowledge and information that they need so they are not going to go out and ruin their lives. Now, let's also understand something too. Your parents love you. Even with, don't do this, don't do that, don't do the other thing. They love you and want you to do well. Always keep that in mind. Because one of the traps that young people fall into because of the education is this: religion have nothing to do with. You go to school, you hear nothing of God, you hear nothing of the truth. Well, that happened also in our lives. So what I want to do with this series is to encourage all the young people, the youth, the teens, and even the inmates in prison, because they're there, and we get many letters from them, and we send them the free of charge, the paperback version of the Bible. We send it to them at no cost, from the point of view that is our contribution to the society, to help these men and women, when they get out, to have their minds reprogrammed with the right information so they won't come back into prison. That's called recidivism, returning to prison. And to help those who've had problems with drugs, problems with sex, problems with the occult, getting involved in gangs, getting involved in doing things that destroyed their lives and put them into prison. And I'll tell you one thing, being in prison, they don't help you at all. I think some of the things they do now are more leaning toward that. But the whole book of Proverbs constitutes the universal laws of God that apply to everyone, everywhere, at all times. And it is to help you come to have knowledge and wisdom and understanding. So let's begin. Let's come here to Proverbs, the 8th chapter. Proverbs 8. Here's what wisdom is doing. Wisdom is there. God made it available. Even people not in the church know a lot of things, right and wrong, good and evil, wisdom and knowledge and all of that sort of thing. Proverbs 8, verse 1. Does not wisdom call? And so this is the purpose of the book of Proverbs. God is saying, I created you, I made you, you were born into this world, and you came into the world knowing nothing. And now you have to be educated. You go through the basic things, you go through school, and now you reach a certain point when you're getting into your teens that your mind is developing into becoming an adult, and that process takes a period of 7 years. And all of these proverbs are designed to train and wire the brain, because the brain will actually change for good or for evil depending upon your thought process. Verse 2. She stands in the top of the high places by the place where the paths meet. She cries in the gates at the entrance of the city and at the doors to tell you, O men, I call. My voice is to the sons of men. That means the children, men and women. O you simple ones. That means you're not yet educated. O simple ones, understand wisdom. Now let me ask you a question. Do you want to be smart? Let's phrase it a different way. Do you want to be dumb? Everyone will say no. You want to be smart? Yes. Well, there is a way to become smart. And that's what you have to do with the book of Proverbs. And it's especially important because in schools today, what do they have? They have an education that what? Dumbs you down. You've heard that? Okay. Meaning, they're seeking pleasures, they're seeking sports, they're seeking sex, they're seeking drugs, they're seeking their own level of people, trying, and the whole system divorces them from their parents. And today there are many, many, many gadgets that they have. They have iPhones, iPods, music, and especially if you have that music pumped into your brain with the music that is for teenagers today, the truth is you are mainlining stupidity. And as you hear, that's how you think. So he says, understand wisdom, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. And also there's another catch that happens when you start getting into the teen years, which is this. You don't like to be told what to do. Now, you need to learn to handle that. So here is the plea of God. Verse 6, hear. That means listen. Listen to God. Listen to what you read in the book of Proverbs, because it's going to make you a better person, a smarter person. It's going to give you abilities and judgment and wisdom so that if now, between now and the time you become 16, 18, 20, 21, you will be head and shoulders above all of the rest that come from the dumbed-down education. And you will have instruction directly from God, which is designed to program and wire your mind so that you can think correctly, you can have wisdom, you can have understanding, you can have knowledge, you'll receive instruction. And those are some of the things we're going to cover today. I will speak of excellent things. That is the things of God, what's right, what's true. Now think about it for a minute. What I would like you to do is, if you're into teen music, or if your favorite TV show is MTV, I would like you to ask the question as you watch those things or listen to the music, what is this teaching me to do? What is the message? And please understand that the music today has a beat that instills your brain to become rebellious. So you need to think and choose, what do you want going into your brain, as we have started almost every one of these? Guard your mind with diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Now, I know it's very hard to think about what I do today when I'm 12, 13, 14, you know, 15, on up to 19. What I do today will affect me when I'm 25, because our minds cannot think that far ahead. Just like all of us. When we're young, we're growing up, and we get into our 30s and 40s, we don't think about dying, but when we get up to 50, 60, 70, and beyond, and we see different ones we know dying, we know that's going to happen to us. But when you're young, you don't think about it. God doesn't want you to think about it. Yet, consider this. One of the leading causes of death among teenagers is suicide. And most of that comes from the music. So you need to use wisdom in it. All right? Excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Now let me ask you a question. If you have a knife and you're going to use it to cut something, is there a right way to use it or not? Yes. If you use it in an improper way, and I've done that, I've cut myself, an accident happens. So when it says it's right things, understand what is in the Word of God is absolutely, eternally right. Now let's continue. Verse 7, for my mouth shall speak truth. Very interesting. I mentioned when I first discovered that when I was a kid that there was no Santa Claus. And the first thing I did was confront my mother, and I was only about 5 1/2 or 6 at that time, and I said, if there's no Santa Claus, then it's a lie. And she said, it's a white lie. It's for good. Now, that kind of attitude comes from this world and from Satan the devil. So you need to ask yourself a question. In your life, do you want the truth or do you want lies? Now, to illustrate that, currently there's an ad on television. You've probably seen it. this man sits down and her two little girls at this little table, and he's talking to them. And he has a little figurine of a horse on the table, and he says, "Would you like the horse?" The little girl said, "Yes." So she got the little figurine of the horse. And there was another little girl right there, and he said, "Would you like a horse?" She said, "Yes." So he goes, and out comes a little Shetland pony. A live horse. And she was thrilled to death with it. But the girl that got the little figurine, she sat there, and I don't know how they got her to react this way, but I'm sure you've all seen the ad. She was lied to, and she was cheated. Right? Yes. Now, do you want people to do, or the same thing with the little boy? They have another ad with a little boy, and he comes out and says, "Would you like to play in this truck?" He said, "Yeah." So he starts banging on the table, and the man reached down and says, "That's enough." And he looked at him startled. "You said I could play with it." Turns it upside down, says a small print, "You can't." So he reaches in his pocket, and he pulls out a cardboard cutout car and gave it to him. He says, "I did this myself." And he says, "That's a piece of junk." See? So the thing is, with your life, do you want people to tell you the truth, or do you want to believe lies? So you have to determine that yourself. And I know, and you know, and all of us know, we've discussed this before, but when teenagers get together and get out away from their parents, what generally happens? You do things that you know your parents would not want you to do. So you need to learn how to conduct your life in a right way at all times. I remember a man telling me a story that when he was growing up, he had a book of matches, and there was a gas can that had the lid off. And there was gas in it. Parents not around, no one around. And he said to himself, "I wonder what would happen if I dropped the match in a gas can." Stupid, you know, the proverb says, foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. See? So he lit the match, and he dropped it down in there, but it went out. He could have killed himself. Now, would you say that was foolish? Would you say that that's a lack of wisdom? Yes. So consider what God is saying here, see? "For my mouth shall speak truth." That's what the Bible is all about, truth. Love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, the truth of God, so that you can be successful. "For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips." Now here's something everyone needs to know about God, which is this. God cannot lie. God will not lie. God upholds the whole universe and all life and everything that there is, and you are part of what God has created for a great purpose. So that's why wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness, and there is nothing twisted or perverse in them. Just like the ads that we just discussed, twisted and perverse. So much so that even the little child could figure out, hey, they've been scammed. They are all plain to him who understands. Nothing difficult, nothing hard, nothing that's going to be put upon you that's going to be taking away from your life or anything. It's all good and right. Okay? Plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Now that's what we're going to talk about a little more today, about knowledge. Because you are at the point in life that your mind is readily absorbing knowledge. You want to learn. The frontal cortex of your mind is developing. You are programming your mind for adulthood. You need knowledge, lots of knowledge. You need knowledge on how to do things. You need knowledge, first of all, of the Word of God so you will know how to do other things in a proper manner. Now, every one of us have different occupations and different things that we do, and we had to learn about it. Many cases, we had to go to school to learn, to know. But take advantage of the time that you are young because your minds are developing, and you can develop them in a right way. Stop and think about this for a minute. Just do this. When you go to school, now school's going to start again here pretty quick, right? Up in Hollister, it's the 17th of August. Most of them end of August, first part of September. Okay, do this. Go to school. Think about what you're going to do and analyze the behavior of the fellow students in relationship to what we're talking about here in Proverbs. What are their minds on? What are they thinking about? What do their friends want them to do? How do they dress? How do they fix their hair? And I know, I feel very sorry for, because right where our office is, it's down the street from the high school, and I see them coming out of high school, and they are a pitiful group of, they walk as if they have no purpose, they look as if they have no understanding, and most of them are wired into their music. And then look at the way they dress. And we'll talk about sex in the future here. We won't talk about it today. But some of those teenage girls look like they're already worn out at 16 and 17 and look like they're 22, 23. And many of the boys don't know who they are or what they are, so they have the long hair. They dress strangely. How many have ever been to Hollywood and watched Hollywood High School when it gets out? One. It's like watching Sodom and Gomorrah and a walking zoo of minds that have been molded and twisted in the wrong way. Now, here's what he admonishes, okay? Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. Now, if someone came over to you and said, here you go, here are 100 silver dollars, you'd be excited to get those, right? Yes, you would. But if someone comes along and says, you should not do this, but you should do this, you might get rebellious. Or, let's put it in another way. Your mom and dad say, clean up your room. And some teenagers have a big sign on their door, everything all messed up and scattered in a big hunk, you know, a big pile of junk, and it says, my mess, stay out. And if they say, clean up your room, Oh, Duncan, why are you always picking on me? If someone came along and said, here's some silver, will you clean up your room? Yes, indeed. And when you get done with that, if you do the whole house, I'll give you some gold. You'd be right at it, right? Now, what you receive from the book of Proverbs and the Word of God is more valuable than that, because it's going to give you character, it's going to give you understanding, it's going to give you life. And that's really, really what you want. Verse 11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Quite interesting. Come down here to verse 32. As we read this, you ask yourself a question. All right. Do you want blessings? Let's phrase that a little bit differently. Blessings are rewards. Do you want rewards? Rewards that come from your mother and father. Rewards that come from God. Protection of angels watching over you. Now, you can't see them, but they can protect you. Okay, Proverbs 8, verse 32. Now therefore hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. The blessings. Look at the world today. Why is it in the shape that it is in today? Because they haven't been taught the book of Proverbs. So how are their lives? Cursed. I know of a poor 15-year-old girl. Well, she wanted to have a boyfriend. Wouldn't listen to her mother. She had to go out every Friday night. Isn't it interesting? The Sabbath begins Friday night. Right? What does Satan have the world doing? Activities and dances and sports and all of these things. So she got all caught up in dating. Got all caught up with a boyfriend, and at 15, she became pregnant. Now, what is she going to do with the rest of her life? She's going to miss education. She's going to have to cope if she bears the child, takes care of it home alone. Now she's a mother at 15, and like Sarah Palin's daughter found out when she messed around, interviewed her afterward and said, well, what's it like having a child? It's a lot of work. And it is. Okay. Now, if they go the way of the world and go even further and say, oh, I'm pregnant, I'm going to get an abortion, then you're going to have an emotional scar for the rest of your life. Wonder, and most of the women who have abortions lay at night many times and wonder, was it a boy? Was it a girl? I wonder what it would look like. So now you have many mental problems coming along on top of it, emotional problems that come on top of it. Are those blessings or cursings? Cursings. God says, do not commit adultery, which means any kind of sex activity outside of marriage. Within marriage, it's a blessing. Outside of marriage, it becomes a curse, because there are responsibilities that come along with it. Now, therefore, hearken unto me, O you children, for blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction. Don't rebel at it. Ask yourself a question. Is it right? Oh, my daughter, do the dishes. Oh, I can't do that now. Is it right that you help your mom and dad? Keep your room clean? You need to think of all of those things because you're going to get older. And if you don't start building your mind and building your life now, when you get 20 and you have to have a job, you go apply for a job and say, what did you do? Well, I had all these rock stars that I followed. Mm-hmm. See? What did you learn? Well, I got C's in high school and dropped out in the 11th grade. Well, I'll hire you because I have a lot of boxes I need to move and I'll pay you minimum wage. Well, that's a reality that sets in on a lot of people. Now notice, continuing. Verse 33, hear instruction and be wise and do not refuse it. Blessed is the man or the one who hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. That is a descriptive way of saying, be anxious to learn and to learn more. Now notice, whoever finds me, that is wisdom, knowledge, understanding, as we'll cover here a little later, finds life. And you do want to live, don't you? Yes. Now notice the next part of it. A promise, and shall obtain favor from the Lord. Now stop and think about that a minute. God will be right there to watch over you and bless you and give you favor, have his angels watch out for you, help you to learn if you listen to God and follow. See? Because set before you is life and death, blessing and cursing. God says choose life. That's what this is all about. For whoever finds me finds life and shall obtain favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. And sin is going against the commandments of God. See? Now then, a good example is, be thankful your parents keep the Sabbath and be thankful that they don't let you go out on Friday night because it's keeping you from a lot of harm and damage that's in the world. And they're doing so because they love you and they want you to be successful. And they're doing so that when you grow up, you will be proud of your parents and your parents will be proud of you because you're wise. You have knowledge. You've made something out of your life. Verse 36. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul. It's going to affect your life, your mind, and your very being the rest of your life. All who hate me love death. And stop and think, how many young people die because they give themselves over to the way of the world, which is Satan's way, and forsake the instruction of their parents? I mean, even parents not in the church but knowing right and wrong want good for their children. Your parents don't want to harm you. Your parents want your good. God wants your good. God wants to bless you and watch over you, but the only way you can receive it is by God's way. Now we'll end with this, and just remember this. You cannot receive the blessings of God while living in sin. You cannot receive the blessings of God while living in sin. That applies to everyone, regardless of age, everywhere in the world, regardless of where they are or who they are, what their occupation may be. That's the way that God has made it. And also remember that Satan is there with his temptation to tell you that there is a reward in sinning. And that reward will end up being a curse. Now let's do something. I want you to take out some change, a penny, a nickel, a dime, quarter, whatever you have. And let's think about this as I want you to hold it up just above the table. Oh, a little over a foot high. And let's demonstrate the surety of God's blessing and cursing, just like the book of Proverbs shows. Every proverb is living inasmuch as that the effects of blessings and cursings are always automatic, just like the law of gravity. So, do you have your change? Okay. What I want you to do is hold it a little over a foot above the table and drop it. That's how sure that God's way is, whether for blessing or whether for cursing. So if you want to take drugs, there's a reward from Satan, but the curse of God will come. If you want to experiment with sex before marriage, there is the blessing or curse. The curse, because Satan tells you there's a reward in fun, and he tells you that it really doesn't matter what you do because there is no truth. But the curse will come. Satan offers you exciting adventures and music. Teen music, isn't that wonderful? But it's made to scramble your brain. So if you mainline it into your ears, you're going to receive the curse, which will be change of attitude, hatred toward your parents, hatred toward authority. You will be rebellious. You will be mainlining Satan right into your ears, because that is his music, not God's. So pick up the coin again and ask yourself, what do I want? Because just as sure as the coin falls because of the law of gravity, the laws of blessing and cursing, as defined in the book of Proverbs, is always in action. What is it that I want? Do I want success or failure? Do I want to blow my mind on music and drugs and illicit sex? Or do I want to educate myself, beginning with the Word of God, and be profitable and worthwhile? What is it that I want? Just as sure as the coin falls, these things will take place. What do you want in your life? God tells you the way. God shows you through the book of Proverbs. These are universal living laws that apply to everyone, everywhere, at all times, whether for blessing or whether for curse. You have your life in your hands. Choose God in His way and be blessed. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.